Good morning, Central Baptist Church, Pretoria. It's good to be with you this morning, and hope you're making the best of this weird lockdown time. And this morning we're going to be looking at 1 Timothy 5, verse 17 to 25. And we're going to dive straight in and read these verses together, and then try and unpack just 3 points this morning that'll help us take something home and learn something from this passage. Verse 17, the elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not receive an accusation against an elder except on the basis of 2 or 3 witnesses. Those who continue in sin rebuke in the presence of all, so that the rest also will be fearful of sinning. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ and his chosen angels to maintain these principles without bias, doing nothing in a spirit of partiality. Do not lay hands on anyone too hastily and thereby share responsibility for the sins of others. Keep yourselves free from sin. No longer drink water exclusively, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. Going to have to wait until after lockdown to execute that one. The sins of some men are quite evident, going before them to judgment. For others, their sins follow after. Likewise, also, deeds that are good are quite evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be concealed. Church, there's just 3 points that I think I want to raise out of this little passage this morning. And the reality is that in the local church, we're a difficult bunch to deal with. And that's why I'm standing in my workshop this morning. This big, heavy box of bolts and nuts and odds and ends is a mix of small stuff, big stuff, shiny stuff, rusted stuff, some very useful stuff, some not so useful stuff. And so just a little reminder this morning that those that are put in charge of the local church, our pastors, are in charge of a group of very diverse, different people, and we're not easy to deal with. And so that's why it's important to remember that God puts instructions in his word for you and I as members of the local church, as well as for those who are leading the local church, this difficult group of people that need to be led. And so the first little point I'd like to highlight this morning is that churches take care of their pastors by honoring them. And we often think that pastors are there to minister to you and I. That's their job. My job is to come into the church and to be ministered to by the pastor. But the reality is that pastors are normal people. They need ministering to as well. They also struggle with the things that you and I struggle with. They struggle with financial issues. They struggle with depression sometimes, with discouragement, with financial troubles, with temptations. These are the realities of normal people, just like our pastors. And so what does it mean to honor them? Well, the word here is the same word that Paul used in verse 3 when he spoke about honoring the widows. And so God charges us to honor our pastors by respecting them, number one, and second, by providing for them financially. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we give a tithe to the church, because it's contributing towards the costs of running a ministry. And you can't do that without pastors. Paul says, don't muzzle the ox while it's working. I think that is such a beautiful illustration of how you cut your own throat if you muzzle the ox while it's trying to thresh the wheat. Some people think that real pastors are poor pastors. And some people think that a good pastor is super wealthy. And I think the reality is that God expects of us is somewhere right in the middle of that. I think your and my heart needs to be generous as we contribute to the local church in support of the work done by our pastors. So church, take care of your pastor by honoring him. Then churches take care of their pastors by protecting them from false accusations. False accusations are a risk today as much as they were in the time that these words were written in New Testament times. Satan is the father of lies. Another interpretation of his name is the accuser. And so he loves placing accusations in ministry, especially in effective ministry. And so Paul is very aware of that. And so he says to Timothy, if somebody comes to you with an accusation, don't take it further unless there's another accusation that is identical brought by another witness. And if we have a look at Matthew chapter 18, it appears that this is very much in line with the instructions given in Matthew 18 to be sure that we address things in a God-honoring way when there are accusations within the church. So church, take care of your pastors by honoring them. Church, take care of your pastors by protecting them from false accusations. The final point this morning is church, take care of your pastors by holding them accountable. The reality is that pastors and elders are not perfect people and make mistakes and sometimes get into difficult positions. And so Paul is charging Timothy to say, church, local church, lovingly hold your leaders accountable. And why is this important? If I was a sheep in a flock and I was being led by a shepherd who was so tied up in sins that he couldn't lead me, I wouldn't want to be in that flock. And so that's why God doesn't want to see his church led astray by leaders who are tangled up in sin. And so it's important that elders and pastors are held lovingly accountable. And it seems that verse 20 reflects the end of the church discipline process, as we've mentioned from Matthew chapter 18. You can go and have a look at that on your own. God considers this serious stuff, guys. And so we should take it seriously too. And so just an encouragement to us as members of a local church, let's pray for each other, guys. Let's encourage each other. Let's honor our pastors, our leaders, and let's hold each other lovingly accountable. God bless you guys.